something that I do know quite a bit about is World Trade 7. World Trade 7 went down in the afternoon. There's actually video. If you Google WTC7, there's video of that building going down, and they pulled it. I mean, Silverman, the owner of the site, the guy that is the World Trade, you know, the landlord of the World Trade Center, said we got to pull the building, and that means you got to knock it down. And that happened in the late afternoon, and you can see the building just drop, like whenever you see videos of these buildings that they blow up, you know.
But to knock it down, and I believe that too. Don't you have to have it already charged and ready to go?
Well,
I mean, sometimes it takes these demolition crews weeks to put their dynamite and their explosives in certain spots.
Well, also, but that you're right. That's a very good point. But also, here's the question: how is it there are other buildings in the area around the Trade Center were interdicted that day? In other words, they had their facades pierced by flaming debris, etc. That's
sure.
The only building that went down. The fire didn't break out till later in the afternoon. The official report as to what happened was that somehow the diesel fuel tanks or the emergency generators from the New York command post somehow caught fire. But if you look at the blueprints of the building, which I've seen, those tanks are not on the outside of the building. They're way inside the building. And so how did they erupt X number of hours later? Now, let me tell you a story. I'm going to make this public for the first time on your show. This is a story that I have been waiting to put in one of my books, and I've never had the occasion, but why not now?
Go for it.
There was an individual, an Arab-speaking individual, who was found walking out of the garage of 7 World Trade Center. His name was Sukru Dahl, S-U-K-R-U-D-A-H-L. And I'm going to say this because maybe someone will be able to share some information on this. And if they do, please write to peterlance.com. Listen to this, George. Even you will be impressed by this, and you've heard everything. There's a New York City fire marshal who had survived both of the collapses. And he was walking by VC Street. Now, VC Street's on the northern end of the Trade Center, right in front of 7 World Trade. And now both of the towers had collapsed. This fire marshal was walking by, and there was a New York City police detective holding on to a guy, an Arab-looking guy with long hair, who was wearing a FDNY turnout coat and boots. He was back cuffed and being held by this police officer. The detective says to the fire marshal, check this guy's coat to see if he's got any explosives in his pocket. So the fire marshal looks, pats him down, there's nothing. However, it turns out that the guy is walking out of the garage of 7 World Trade after both collapses. Now, anybody that was outside during that period was covered in debris, right?
Sure.
So that meant he was inside 7 World Trade during both collapses. They went and they checked, and they found out that the turnout coat had been stolen from 7 of 10 and 10, 10 engine and 10 truck, which is the firehouse on Liberty Street on the exact southern perimeter on the other side of the Trade Center. And that's the house that guarded the Trade Center, and the door went up when the first plane hit in the morning, and all the guys were out fighting the fire in the North Tower.
So the place is probably empty.
So now it was. So this guy, George, had to be down there at that time of the morning. He had to have the presence of mind to go in, steal a probationary firefighter's turnout coat and boots, and then get himself into 7 World Trade, which has got not just the City Command Center, purportedly had the CIA office, the Secret Service office of New York, and, you know, their offices in New York are in the same building.
Absolutely.
He comes out of the building speaking Arabic on a cell phone. He's arrested by this police officer. They take him up to a precinct. They process him. There's a New York City police officer who speaks Arabic who looks at this phone and says, the guy claims he's a Turk, but he's really a Saudi. And they book him, and they go to the FBI. Do you want this guy? The FBI is not interested.
Oh,
I am not kidding you.
Where is he now?
Listen to this. Morgenthau, the courageous DA of New York who's running for re-election, prosecuted him for felony theft because it amounted to more than $1,000, the turnout coat and boots. And he got time served, and he's in the wind. He's gone. So I found out that he worked for a certain messenger service in Midtown. I went to the messenger service. I went to Queens to look at the address that he gave the cops. There was no building at that address. I then went to this messenger service in Midtown, And I went in there and I talked to the manager and I pulled up, he pulled up the guy's name and I, on the computer and I looked and I said, I'll bet you that guy's last day of work was 9/11. He said, how do you know? I said, check it out. And he said, sure enough. I said, would you have sent him down to that area? He said, no. I said, how do you know with such certainty? Because he had like 50 different messengers working there, right? He said, because we lost a guy that day. We had a guy in a truck that we sent down there to deliver something. He was killed. He was one of those guys killed by the buildings, the collapse. I remember that day very well. This guy, Sukru Dal, did not have any business being down there.
What do you think he was doing down there?
Planning an incendiary device.
In 7?
In 7, absolutely. Absolutely, I think he was. He wasn't just a spotter. I think he was an affirmative agent provocateur.
But taking that building down would have taken more than just some guy coming in and with a little bomb.
Unless the building was wired to go anyway in case it was compromised. I mean, you never know. I mean, one would think you'd never do that to a building in a high-rise in New York City. But all I'm trying to tell you, George, is I don't believe the fire, there was any reason structurally for that fire to have broken out in 7 World Trade Center at that stage of the day when it did. Certainly the idea that the story of the fuel tanks just doesn't hold water. And now here's an untold story that you're getting for the first time from a reporter, and I've seen the arrest report, I've seen the DD5, the NYPD report that processed the guy, I talked to the assistant district attorney that prosecuted him, I have the guy's cell phone number, and I have the real address that he really lived in Queens. And he's in the wind.